A Letter to Harriet Hayden by Lynn Nottage. Restless, a woman gazes out a window coated with winter frost. She absently runs her fingers across the condensation on the glass, then turns to address a young reverend seated at a creaky writing desk. Woman. I know it's much to ask, Reverend Potter. Still, I'd like you to write down what I say, just as I say it, but more proper-like. I got the words, but not the learning to place them on paper. A breath. To my dear friend, you may wonder what has become of me. I'm living in a state of disquiet and precarity. I find myself in a land of brutal beauty. This cold invites a cough that my lungs are unfit to battle, yet it's warmer company than the dread of being discovered. Please forgive me for leaving with some haste. I neglected to say goodbye in a manner respectful of our friendship and your kindness. But I daren't stay for fear of bringing more trouble to your door, and I daren't tell you that I was leaving, 'cause I knew you'd want me to stay, fight this devil's law. But I haven't your courage, or maybe I should say, conviction. I hold tight to the day you welcomed me into your home, my body still brittle and near broken from travel. You fed me chicken broth that was coal hot to the tongue, yet I drank it down 'cause it was an act of graciousness I couldn't refuse. My throat burned, and I thought maybe freedom hurts just a little bit. I often think back to the excitement of sitting round your table, surrounded by much laughter and meals of embarrassing heartiness. I boast to all about your stewed mutton and cornbread, buttered cabbage, milk pudding, and that blackberry pie that tasted like, what's the word, bliss. The goodness of your home provided a safety unknown to me, and even now the memory fends off despair. Often I worried that the burden of my heavy spirit would weigh you down, 'cause I never knew colored people to live so easy. By now, you must know that there's a warrant that lays claim to the part of me I no longer recognize. My old master seeks to reunite me with... She turns her gaze to the reverend. Why'd you stop writing? I'll be all right, reverend. No harm will come from recollecting. Keep going. Another breath. My old master seeks to reunite me with the intricacies of his cruelty, and I have thus chosen to seek liberty beyond his expanding reach. I passed my life for some 27 years in a state suspended between life and death, wading through the netherworld of bondage. I used to be scolded for carrying too much want and curiosity, 'cause I dare ask what lie past the naughty swampland. I got switch burns up and down my legs from climbing, mind you without permission, the tallest oak to see if there was a world beyond my mother's fears. And when I found it, I didn't understand that my life would become a collection of goodbyes. Give my respects to Joseph, Elizabeth, and your dear husband, Louis. Tell Nelson that I did not take his attention for granted, and think of him with affection. No, best not say that. Don't want to give him the wrong notion, do I? Put, think of him with fondness. Yes, fondness. I tucked $4 beneath the flower jar. I hope you will have found it. I know you wanted a new dress for church. You always say I kept a tidy room, and you'll be pleased to learn that I have found a good situation with the Reverend Potter and his aged mother. They are sympathetic to the anti-slavery movement and willingly shelter this fugitive. Know, my sweet friend, that I have not abandoned you or the cause of liberty. My hands, my arms, my feet, my legs, my eyes, my ears, and my heart are all unwitting weapons of resistance. For now, I'm beyond reach, but cannot say where I reside. Most truly yours, a breath. And Reverend Potter, just sign it, a free colored woman. She'll know who it is.